Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
I'm kicking off tonight with Taiwan, where Taiwan Pride has been held over the weekend. We posted, go to our Facebook page, see some great images. This is Asia's biggest Pride festival. It's the first one since marriage equality came through. Now, if you recall, marriage equality has been quite a fraught challenge in Taiwan. The courts made a ruling giving the parliament 2 years to enact same-sex marriage, and if they didn't do it, then it would automatically become law. Mm-hmm. The parliament didn't do it, so it automatically became law, and this is the first time they've really had a chance to celebrate. In that intervening period, they also had a referendum, so the anti-marriage advocates made a referendum happen. They have this thing where if you get a certain number of signatures, you have to have a referendum. The referendum was... went against marriage, but again, the court said the referendum does not overrule the ruling of the court. So marriage equality came in. I haven't heard prior to this, haven't heard any ripples since then. It's like, okay, well, it's in now. Move on.
Yes. And the news seems to be, you know, you read some of these people who were interviewed as part of this story, you know, saying that they felt that there's more and more young people are speaking out. Overall, the mood has now shifted well and truly in their favour. Generally, the general mood is behind them. There are still some hurdles, you know. There's quite a few restrictions to the marriage equality.
But I like that one of the activists is quoted as saying, marriage equality is the beginning, it's not the end.
Yes, exactly. Now, another reasonably... Well, yes, good news story is from Colombia, and a lesbian who describes herself as incorruptible has been elected as mayor of the capital, Bogota.
Wow, and
that's
the capital.
That's a first for both female and lesbian, or female and gay, I should say. And her name is Claudia Lopez, no relation, I think, to Jennifer, and who is a member of Colombia's Green Alliance Party, go the Greens, was elected in around, got 35%, followed by 32, so it wasn't a landslide, but it was a, you know, clear win. And she beat her Liberal rival. Now, I'm not sure the Liberals there, whether they correlate to our Liberals, probably not.
She said the win marks a day of girls, young people, women, families and lesbians, so...
Yes, and it's interesting including families in there because often that's, you know, we think we're sort of on the other side of that sort of issue.
And she's not hiding it too. So she was... There's a big photograph of her kissing her partner following the victory. So it's not... It's not in any way hidden. She's out there and open, and she still won the vote. Which, yes, for South America, a little bit surprised.
There's quite a lot of change in South America, I think, coming. I mean, Brazil probably not the good change, but Argentina has just elected a fairly left-wing government.
Yeah. And look, she's been very outspoken, both on the issue of corruption and on the issue of, you know, being against right-wing, the far right-wing politicians.
Yeah, she's an ex-journalist and, yeah, there is seem to be a bit of a Latin spring, but I won't, you know... I won't
go that far.
Won't go that far with it, but it seems to be.
I've gone to the US today and where, you know, a police surgeon has been awarded $20 million in damages for being told to tone down his gayness.
Tone down his gayness.
Yeah, so there's a little bit more to it. He wanted to apply for a promotion, and it was literally said he was way too out there with his gayness, and he needed to tone it down if he wanted a white shirt or be promoted.
Am I right in hearing that he was described as fruity?
Yes, though there's quite, you know, I mean,
I take it as a compliment.
It's a bit of an old term. I haven't heard that usually, other than referring to wine. But,
he filed a lawsuit in 2017, and he alleged that he had been passed over for promotion 23 times.
Wow, okay.
So it's quite significant. And, you know, in terms of psychological damages, it's probably quite significant as well. So
here's a quote from the jury foreman. We wanted to send a message. If you discriminate, you are going to pay a big price. You can't defend the indefensible.
It
seems like it's symbolic, because it is a big payout, but you know, by most people's estimation, but yes, maybe the symbolic nature.
Only in America.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.